with the comment about Ron and stepping down, because the party has kind of, I guess, passed the RNC. In other words, it's become more conservative, more America First versus the establishment. Ron, it certainly represents the establishment. No question about that. You can't deny it. What's her second middle name? Romney, right? Isn't it? Is it Romney? Yeah. Anyway, yep. It was amazing. Tell us, I'm cheating because I know actually what went into it, but tell us how that moment came about.
Well, I think the moment came about where, let's just go rewind to what happened at the yet again disastrous election results. I mean, Ronna McDaniel took over in 2017 as chairwoman of the RNC. She oversaw a Republican Party that lost elections in 2018, in 2020, in 2022, no red wave, and 2023 got trounced. So I believe in accountability, and that spans multiple presidential administrations, multiple different majorities or minorities in Congress versus not. My belief is accountability is a must. And so in the debate stage, that would happen literally the night before we had that debate. I said, Ron, if you want to come up here and look the American people in the eye and the GOP voter base in the eye and tell them you resign, I'll yield my time to you to do it, because the Republican Party has become a party of losers. And that did not land well with her.